Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate you tuning in, and we hope that you listen for the duration of the program, for we attempt to speak only those things from God's holy and divine word. If at any time you have a question about something that we say on the program, maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject that you'd like for us to spend time in studying on the program, feel free to contact us at the information that's given by the announcer, or you can contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastalbertville.org. In Zechariah chapter 4, it's in verse 10 that we read, "For who has despised the day of small things? These are the eyes of Jehovah, which run to and fro through the whole earth." I like for us to consider small things. You know, people have a tendency to overlook the smaller things of life, and especially the seemingly smaller things that are of a religious nature. During this day of space travel, we have more keenly aware of every minute things that can delay the progress of huge things. Remember, years ago, a small spark killed 3 astronauts. A small O-ring killed 7 others on another occasion. So we need to realize that it takes the smaller things to make up the larger and the weightier things of life. And we also must prove ourselves in the smaller things before we can be trusted with the larger things. In Luke 16, notice what Jesus said in verse 10 starting, "He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much, and he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. If therefore you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? No servant can serve 2 masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon." And then too, Jesus in Matthew chapter 23, notice he says in verse 23, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought you to have done, and not to leave the other undone. You blind guides, which strain at a gnat and swallow a camel." You know, there's a lot of little things of life. To the scientist, there are the atoms. To the farmer, there is the little seed. To the doctor, his concern is with those germs. And to a merchant, he is concerned about his pennies. To a naturalist, they are concerned right down to the acorns. And to a fisherman, and to there's that small hook in the bait. And to a fireman, the things that are of concern to him are just the small sparks. In fact, there's a statement, and I'm not sure who made it, but it says, "Little drops of water, little grains of sand, make the mighty ocean and the pleasant land. Thus the little minutes, humble though they be, make the mighty ages of sojourn here on this earth." What we need to realize is that God cares for little things. He cares for the fowls of the air. It was in Matthew 6 and verse 26 that Jesus said, "Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they?" God cares for the lilies of the field, as we go on down a couple of verses in Matthew 6 to verse 28. He said, "And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin." It's in the 10th chapter of Matthew that Jesus showed that he cared for even the sparrows. He says in verse 29, "Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing, and one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father?" Even, according to what we see in verse 30 of Matthew 10, can count the very number of the hairs on our head. In Matthew chapter 18, you remember the care and the concern that he had for the little children. There in Matthew 18, we see that in verse 1, "At that time the disciples came to Jesus, saying, 'Who then is greatest in the kingdom of heaven?' Then Jesus called a little child to him and set him in the midst of them and said, 'Assuredly I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you shall by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoso humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever receives one little child like this in my name receives me. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it shall be better for him if a millstone were hanged around his neck and that he would drown in the depths of the sea. Woe to the world because of offenses, for offenses must come, but woe to that man by whom the offense comes. If your hand or foot causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you. It's better for you to enter into life lamed or maimed rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and cast it from you. It's better for you to enter into life with one eye rather than having two eyes to be cast into hell. Take heed that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that in heaven their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven." Little things. And there was also mentioned in Matthew 10, that we go back to look at verse 42, concerning the cup of cold water, when he said, "Whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward." You know, in Matthew 25, we read in verse 40, said, "The king answered and said unto him, 'Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, you have done it unto me.'" So we did it to the least. And also mention is made in Luke 16 and verse 10, "He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much, and he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much." And then over and over there's that statement like what we read in Luke 9 verse 48. He says to them, "Whosoever shall receive this child in my name receiveth me. Whosoever shall receive me receives him that sent me. For he that is least among you, the same shall be great." You know, Solomon made mention of four little things. And we read about them over in the book of Proverbs. In Proverbs chapter 30, let's start with our reading there at verse 24. "These are the four things which are little on the earth, but they are exceedingly wise. The ant are a people not strong, yet they prepare their food in the summer. The rock badgers are a feeble folk, yet they make their homes in the crags. The locusts have no king, yet they all advance in ranks. And the spider skillfully grasps with its hands, and it is in kings' palaces." First of all, he makes mention of the ant, and he says he prepares in summer, showing when that we are to prepare. It's in John 9 and verse 4 that Jesus said, "I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work." In Hebrews, the 3rd chapter, is in verse 7, "Wherefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation, in the day of temptation in the wilderness." And then there was that sad statement that was made in Jeremiah chapter 8 and verse 20, in regards to the disobedience and the rebellion of the children of Israel. "The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. Then he makes mention of what the King James Version calls the coney. Here in what I read in the New King James, it calls the rock badger. The coney builds his house in the crags, that is, in the rocks, showing where to build. In Matthew 7, beginning with verse 24, Jesus said, "Therefore, whosoever hears these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man that built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that hears these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, who built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it." Concerning as to where we build, it's Ephesians 1 and verse 3 that says, "Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." That's the where. And in Galatians 3, verses 26 and 27, "For we are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ." So again, that tells us where we need to be. We need to be in Christ. And in 1 Corinthians 3, it's in verse 11, "For other foundations can no man lay than that is laid, which is Christ Jesus." So again, the coney, the rock badger, points us to where it is that we need to build. Then mention made of Solomon of the locusts. They go by bands. They team up, showing the how to work. That is, strength in numbers and strength in unity. Jesus prayed for that, you remember, in John 17, verse 20. "Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me." Paul prayed for it and urged the Corinthian church to unity in 1 Corinthians 1. It's in verse 10. He said, "Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment." We're told in Ephesians 4 and verse 3 to endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And then there's that statement often quoted in Psalms 133 verse 1. "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." And then the fourth thing that Solomon made mention of was the spider. He takes hold with his hands, showing what to do. We must seize every opportunity as well as every minute. In Proverbs 10 and verse 4, we're told, "He becomes poor that deals with the slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich." Solomon said in Ecclesiastes 9 and verse 10, "Whatsoever your hand finds to do, do it with all thy might. For there's no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave where thou goest." And it's in Galatians 6 and verse 10 that says, as we, "As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them that are of the household of faith." So we see truly, little things mean a lot, and are not to be despised nor taken lightly. Don't despise or reject the invitation of the Lord. We need to come to him in simple obedience, and we need to do it now. We see our time is gone. Thank you so much for listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow, and it's until then that we bid you a pleasant good day, and now we turn you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 a.m. and Sunday at 8:30 a.m. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbotville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.